Blog Talk Radio.
This is Forbes Myers, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
This is Brandon Buddy on Stardish Radio. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. This is Kristen Alderson, and I am on Stardish Radio, the coolest radio station ever.
Hi, this is David Fumero, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Melissa Fumero on Stardish Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is September 12th, 2008, and I'm your host, Joanne. The call-in number is 347-945-5423. And remember to rate the show when you're done. Download it and rate it. I want everyone to come back tonight after Jason's show is over at 10 p.m. Starting at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, we're going to dish with Bob Guinea and Eden Regal about their new show, Cooking to Get Lucky. And also a little tip, David Fumero's film, Greetings from the Shore, came out in select theaters in New Jersey and New York today. So please go check it out and support David. Go visit greetingsfromtheshore.com for the theater listings available in your area. Okay, let's see. Excuse me, I'm still battling a little bit of this cold. So I'm sorry about that. Let's see. We have Jason Tam on the show tonight, waiting for him to call in. I'm bringing on Georgette. Hey, Georgette.
Hey, what's up?
Waiting for Jason to call in, and I'm bringing on Tony. Hi, Tony.
Good evening, Joanne and Georgette. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Tony.
We're doing
how are you?
Great.
I'm doing good. Doing good.
So, Tony, since our last show, how many emails did you get?
No one emailed Tony?
Mm-mm. Oh, come on. What the heck is wrong with you guys? Email Tony. I'm going to put it up on the website, okay? Let's start here real quick. We have a triple threat tonight. He sings, he dances, he acts. And not to mention, he's pretty easy on the eyes as well. So I want to welcome Jason Tam to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, what's going on?
Good evening,
Jason. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Oh, wonderful. Say hi to Tony and Georgette.
Hi, Tony and Georgette. What's going on?
Hey,
Jason. Hey,
what's
going on, my man? What's going on, man?
It's a rainy day here in New York, but...
Yeah.
Same day in Chicago, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's raining up here, too, in Buffalo, so it's been like
that
all day.
None of us are in Texas right now, right?
Oh, yes. We, our heart goes out to those people out in the eastern part of Texas, especially around Houston and Galveston area, who are going to be hit pretty hard by that hurricane tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that's really sad.
Definitely in my mind, I'm trying to send, good vibes, as much good vibes as I can over there.
Down that way, right.
Yeah.
Well, living in Florida for so many years, you experienced the hurricane, so you know firsthand like what they're going through. Georgette, I know. It's not a pretty thing.
No, it's
not at all. I moved out of Florida just in time.
I grew up in the Hawaiian Islands, so I know what it's like too. I mean, they come over the Pacific Ocean all the time, and it's just every year when that hurricane season comes up, you're just crossing your fingers and just praying that, although I have to say, when I was really little, I actually secretly, like before I actually understood like the consequences of a hurricane, I actually kind of wanted a hurricane to come, because it was always cool when like the lights would go out or
Well, we went through Hurricane Wilma in South Florida a couple years ago, and I love looking at storms. I love watching them on TV. But once they come and hit your area and you got no electricity for 3-4 weeks and you're living out of coolers for a month, oh, gosh, I would never wish that on anybody. And so many people got hit so worse than we did. We were lucky to get our stuff back on after a month.
Yeah, I would definitely never wish that on anyone. And now that I'm older and know, what you have to actually deal with when that happens, of course, I would never want a hurricane to come near me ever.
Oh, gosh, I know. So, anyway, let's see here. I'm so glad we finally got a date for you to come on the show. We're very excited. We have everybody in the chat room. They're freaking out and they're going crazy. We had Kristen Alderson on in the beginning of the week, and we're going to have Brittany on next week. So I managed to get the Fab Four on my show, so everybody's really excited about that.
Sweet.
So now, tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to get into acting.
All right. Well, I guess I first started singing when I was really little. I mean, ever since I can remember. And I would sing in the church choir just because my mom put me there, and so I did it. And I think that was, I was around maybe 3 or 4 years old. And eventually that kind of so I always kind of had a performance aspect kind of thing in my blood ever since I can remember. And then when I was in third grade, my mom and my older sister convinced me to audition for a community theater show called Bye Bye Birdie. So I did that and ended up getting it and got bit by the acting bug, so to speak. And fell in love with acting and kind of stayed with it ever since then, and finally decided to try to pursue it professionally.
Oh, wonderful! Now, how, what was the when you graduated from Hawaii? How did you make the transition from Hawaii to New York, or
well,
did you go to LA first?
No, I didn't. I went to New York, and I actually went to New York University. So the transition wasn't too hard. I mean, it was complete polar opposites of each other. You know, I mean, Hawaii being just so slow and relaxed and outdoors, and New York is so fast-paced and frenetic. And but I love them for totally different reasons. So the transition wasn't that hard because I actually was in school and I was, you know, studying with a bunch of really cool people that loved acting as much as I did, and that we were all kind of in the same boat together. So it made exploring New York, it made New York seem a lot less intimidating than I think it could have been had I just gotten up and tried to move into an apartment
right
off the bat. So yeah, I went to NYU.
Well, now, who did you, how did you come to One Life to Live? When did you find out that you got it? How was the audition? Who did you screen test with?
Okay. Well, I auditioned for Julie, who is the casting associate, and then eventually I went into Frank Valentini's office and read for him as well, and then they, about a month later, they asked me to do a screen test. So I came into the studio, and this was actually when I was still doing a chorus line, so it was my matinee and my evening show. So this was like a whirlwind. Just, I didn't know what was going on. I just, you know, ran up to the studio and did my thing, and then went back and did another, my 8 p.m. show. And I didn't leave feeling like I nailed it. But I got a call. I was eating, you know, food, sushi with some friends of mine in between a show, some castmates, and I got the call and just totally freaked out in the restaurant. I actually had to, like, run out and give a little food and holler because I was so happy.
Well, that's sounds like that was a dream come true for you. Now, you also, while you were doing a chorus line, they did overlap with One Life to Live at the same time. Was that a hard schedule for you to do? Did you ever, like, confuse your lines from Paul with Marco or vice versa?
It was hard to do. I never confused lines because Paul and Marco were, you know, pretty different characters. But but it was really hard, you know. I didn't have a lot of time to sleep because, you know, I would get home from the show and have to study my lines and then get up at, you know, 6 in the morning and head over to the studio. And so I would try to find, you know, an hour here and there to take little cat naps. And I think that was the hardest part, was never feeling like I was rested and like 100%. But I would do it again. Having said that, I would love to do another Broadway show and do One Life to Live at the same time, because they're really cool about that.
Right. Now, out of the Broadway shows that's out there now, is there anything out there that you want to sink your teeth into that's out there now?
Let's see. Actually, there's a revival of West Side Story that is coming to Broadway in 2009, and I was, like, super close to getting the part of Chino, but I didn't get it. I actually auditioned for that. I had a whole bunch of callbacks for it and went in for Arthur Lawrence, the director who's, like, I think he's, like, 90 years old. So it was amazing to get to meet him because he's kind of like a theater legend, you know?
Yeah, and, yeah.
But I didn't get that. I would have loved to do that, yeah. It's one of my
Didn't you do a piece of the of West Side Story?
I did, yeah. I did. I played Booby John out in California, in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that would be great. You're definitely talented enough for it. I can't say anything, you know, you lack for nothing. Let's just put it that way.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Tony, did you have any questions for Jason?
I certainly, well, yes, I do. But first I wanted to touch on a little bit on his background. Besides doing One Life to Live, he did a show prior to that back in Hawaii. He went back to Hawaii to do a series called Beyond the Break. Right.
I did, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and I also went to the cast list today, and I found out a couple of famous actors who were your castmates on down there. Michael Caplan was one of the cast members. He also starred in One Tree Hill as Felix, and also was in Power Rangers Time Force. And David Chokichi, who was Phone's role was Cody's Madison on Baywatch.
Right.
Did you get a chance to work with those two guys?
Yeah, I did, actually. I mean, it was really cool. That was the first TV thing that I had ever done. And up until then, I had just done a whole bunch of stage stuff. And, you know, I mean, acting is acting, but acting for the stage and for the camera are really different, you know, crafts. And so it was actually really cool to get to work with these, you know, TV veterans and to kind of see what they were doing and what they had to say and how they would, you know, come to the set and, you know, get into it. And so it was really cool to get to work with them. Yeah, they were great.
Yeah, and your character was Shu, right?
Yeah. Well, his name is Kurt Shoemaker, but everybody calls him Shu, which I think is kind of appropriate because he's kind of like, you know, the helper of the house and he's always being taken advantage of and having huge crushes on the girls, but but not always, you know, being returned to the same extent. So, yeah.
That's cool. Oh, that's great. One more question. Let's talk on a bunch of music background. I got a chance, of course, we watched last season when you guys did Prom Night the Musical storyline. And you got to perform pretty solid. And one of the good songs on there is one considered one of my favorite songs, You're the Freak, that you did with the cast we're going to have on Tuesday night, Brittany Underwood.
Yeah.
And that's considered one of my favorite songs on that album, on that album. And also you got to do with her most recently on a Valentine's Day CD, Cuando, Cuando, Cuando.
That's right. That was like, when I first started working was when that whole prom night business started happening, and I couldn't ask for a better acting partner, you know, singing partner than Brittany. She's really chill and just, you know, put me at ease in the whole thing, and it's a blast. I actually look forward. We're always looking for you know, new duets that we can sing together. So.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody, you know, if any fans or anybody has any suggestions, then it would be great to mail them in, let us know what you want to hear, because we're always looking for the next song to do.
Cool. I'll be looking for it. I'll be doing my thinking tomorrow for sure. You or Brittany, I'll tell you that.
Georgette, did you have any questions for Jason?
Yeah, I wanted to know what you do for fun, and who do you look up to as far as actor-wise?
Okay, let's see, the first one, what I do for fun. I am a huge video game nerd. So I own an Xbox 360, and, you know, on off days, if it's rainy outside, then I love just, you know, throwing on a video game, and I could sit there for, you know, hours on end. what else? I'm a big movie buff. Go to a lot of movies. Try to keep on that and kind of, you know, it's nice because I actually get to write those off on taxes because the whole point is to go to these movies and to, you know, not just sit there.
Research.
For entertainment. But, yeah, exactly. It's research. Yeah. and sometimes I have to admit I get a little into the movies and I forget to do my research. But that's the whole point of going to movies.
Right.
Who do I look up to as an actor? I think one of the best female actors around right now is Kate Blanchett. I think she's really, really talented. I think she is a chameleon, and she's not just a character actor in terms of, you know, being able to be quirky or whatever, but I feel like she brings truth to all the different characters that she plays, and they're so different. I mean, I think she's awesome. I like her work. I think Johnny Depp is really great, and I think Jake Gyllenhaal is also is awesome. And I actually just saw The Dark Knight, the new Batman movie, and Heath Ledger's performance
yeah.
in that is amazing.
Setting records and setting records too.
I
over know. 300 million.
It is ridiculous, and I mean. Before I went to go see that, everybody was like, oh, Heath Ledger, he's awesome. And I actually didn't see it until like a month after it opened. And then finally I go to see it and, I feel like, oh, great, you know, Heath Ledger, he has this huge – my bar is set so high because I've heard so many great things about him, so I'm going to be disappointed when I go and see it. But even having heard all of that great praise before I went, I still thought he surpassed my expectations. I was just so blown away by how original and how truthful he was as this, like a true sociopathic character. I thought it was amazing.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, I still won't go to see that movie.
And no, he'll get Oscar.
I will not. It'll freak me out, and I won't go to bed at night for real.
Yeah, Georgette.
I will not.
Hey, Georgette, a little suggestion. See it in the daytime. It'll be easier.
No, wait until it comes out to DVD, and I'm going to watch it during the day.
But you do have to see it. You should. But if you got to wait to DVD, then you got to do what you got to do. But go see it.
I didn't see it yet either.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. Heath Ledger, I'll tell you, he'll more likely will get an Oscar nomination because of his performance.
Yeah.
Possibly one. Who knows?
Who does know? I certainly, if he does get an Oscar nomination, I don't think that it. You know, some people are like, oh, you know, because he passed away, you know, he is going to get it or he isn't. But I mean, I wish he hadn't passed away. But in terms of an Oscar nod, I think that's irrelevant. I mean, I would give a nomination just because, you know. Because his performance was that good, you know, it doesn't have anything else to do other than his work, which is great.
Absolutely.
He was great before he passed away, so why should that have anything to do with it?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Let's see, Jason, do you have any of the same traits as Marco?
Any of the same traits as Marco? Yeah, I do. I think... Marco is he defends his friends, you know, to the bitter end, and he doesn't do that for everyone, you know, for acquaintance or anything. It's the people, like the four people that are closest to him, he will completely defend to the bitter end. And I think I'm the same way, you know. There are people in my life that, you know, close to family, you know, best friends, and when it comes down to that, I would probably, you know, do just about anything, you know, I think loyalty. I was born in the Chinese calendar. I'm the year of the dog, which is like loyalty is the main, I guess, quality of that year. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well. Okay. in the beginning stages, I'm sorry, I was reading the chat room. They were all talking about how beautiful it is what you're saying. In the beginning stages of the development of the Fab Four, Marco was the tough guy, Cole was the jock, Langston was a tough girl pessimist, and Star was kind of like the rich kid. Now that time has passed on and it's been a while and you all have developed in different ways, how do you think your characters have grown and changed, especially since the storyline of the car accident up until the pregnancy storyline?
How do I think he has changed or will change from where he is now?
No, how do you think he's changed from the get-go? Because in the beginning, Marco was kind of like, you know, this really tough, badass guy, you know, and now he's kind of mellowed out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, for sure. When he first started out, Marco was, you know, just had this, like you said, this real tough guy persona. And I think what's funny is that is part of him. But now, like you said, he has kind of mellowed out a little bit because I think a lot of that tough guy energy came from his kind of insecurities almost, you know, like he felt like he had to, I guess, dominate the space around him because he didn't feel whole. And I think that now that he has found Langston, that he has kind of gained a lot more confidence in that area. And so now he doesn't have to prove himself to the world as much as he had to because he has what he wants. And I think it's totally got it spot on. He went from being this kind of tough guy to, you know, still having a little bit of that, but to being, a lover as opposed to a teacher, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was it like for you to do those brutal fight scenes with Trevor? Because they were pretty hard to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, I have to say off the bat that he was very, he checked in all the time with me to make sure that I was all right, that, you know, I wasn't hurting for real. So he was actually really good about that. To be honest, I was a little scared because I had heard stories from other actors who have worked with him, and I've watched him work, and he's very spontaneous. I mean, he will, because his character is that way. And so, you know, sometimes without even having done it in rehearsal, he'll just pick stuff up and, you know, throw it across the room. And so I was a little scared about that, but it was actually, I felt really safe doing the whole thing. And he made it really easy because he was so committed to what he was playing that it made it really easy to react to his terror and his violence and stuff. And you know, I wish a lot of people were like, why didn't Marco fight back? And to be honest, I wish he had to, and it was just the way that it was written and the way that they wanted it to be. So, but I think he ended up getting, you know, his revenge, I guess, you know, in the courtroom by getting to talk about all the, you know, crazy stuff that Todd has done.
Right.
So, but yeah, I actually felt really safe doing it, so I know it was kind of hard for a lot of people to watch, but but it wasn't hard to do.
Okay, well, that's good. One more question before we get over to the phones. During the Langston storyline leading into when we found out about her parents being dead, Marco talked a lot about his family. I mean, he invited her over to dinner, and he made a lot of comments about his family. What are the chances of us actually seeing the backstory for Marco?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, too.
I don't know. I mean, I would love to be able to get into my family as well, because I think Marco is somebody who is deeply rooted in his family.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I mean, for all the fans out there that are listening, like, write in if you want to see his family, because I do too. So
oh, okay.
That'd be great.
So,
yeah.
Well, they'll definitely start a writing campaign. Come on,
hey.
Everybody, start the writing campaign. I got a job
hey.
For you.
Do it.
We got to start it. Let's go. All right. We've got some anxious girls on the phone.
Awesome.
So let's go to
that's
the phones.
Cool.
Area code 575. You're on the phone with Jason.
Hey, Jason.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? What 575, what area code is that?
It's actually New Mexico. Oh, my name's Tanya, by the way.
Hey, Tanya. Nice to meet you.
I actually live in Roswell, New Mexico.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I really
yeah,
do.
Yeah, the UFO capital of the world, no?
Yes, I know. People always ask if we see any aliens.
And do you? I'm sorry, I know that I'm totally being cliche right now, but have you ever seen any suspicious activity?
I don't know. There's some weird people here. I saw all kinds of people taking pictures today when I was driving down Main Street. I almost hit one of them.
Uh-oh.
Well,
what's
up,
your question, Tanya?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just really nervous.
Oh,
take a deep breath. You and me were friends. You were beyond friends.
Okay. What I was wondering is, what did you think when they decided to make Marco's real name Geraldo?
Oh, gosh. I read that, and I definitely had to take a little break and do roll my eyes a little bit. I think it's actually great, though, because it kind of goes with the fact about, you know, how he puts up this front of tough guy, but he has this other kind of, you know, the more truer that is a little bit softer, I guess, at heart. And I think that kind of goes along with that about how it comes from Rivera, goes from Rivera to, you know,
yeah.
Geraldo. I rolled my eyes a little bit, but for the sake of the show, I think it's, you know, does its job. It's good.
And I just wanted to tell you that I think you're amazing. I love Marco, and I love listening to you sing. I've listened to Quando, Quando, Quando all day today.
Oh,
and
you
there's
have?
Yes,
that's
I have.
Awesome. Thank you.
And there's times when I'm having a bad day that I'll either listen to that or You're the Freak, and it makes my day better.
That's
yep.
awesome. I'm so glad. I actually just found out that I'm going to be going to Super Soap Weekend, which I'm super
Yay!
Stoked about.
Yay!
Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully me and Brittany will be doing something else down there. I think they have some kind of show at night. I don't know, because I've never
it's
been.
Called Street Jam.
Street Jam.
It's called Street the Street Jam, Jason.
Exactly. That's what people were saying. So, yeah, hopefully we'll get to do another duet and get some more stuff out there, and I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, I do. And just like I said, you're just amazing, and I look forward to seeing you hopefully more on the show.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Okay, I'll let y'all go to get to the other callers.
Thanks
All right.
for calling, Tanya.
All right, bye.
Bye, Tanya.
Bye-bye. Thanks, bye.
You're welcome. Okay, next caller, 989, Megan.
Come on in.
Hello.
You're
hey.
On the phone.
Hi, Megan.
Hi. Oh, wow, I didn't think I was going to be through this fast. I'm a little bit...
What's going on? Do you have a question?
I was actually wondering, like, do you prefer doing scenes with just one-on-one with me or, like, with Brittany, Brandon, and Kristen all together?
It depends on the scene. If you know, I actually love the dynamic of having all four of us together, especially when it's, you know, the four of us trying to figure out a problem, doing problem solving, kind of like us against the world a little bit.
Right.
I love those scenes just because they're a lot of fun to do. But then, you know, it's really great to do scenes with Brittany because of how deeply connected, you know, Marco and Langston are.
Yeah.
That's where the real, you know, the meat of the acting that we get to do is. Like, we have some really great scenes coming up with the whole Langston versus Ray storyline coming up.
Right.
Where we end up having to, say goodbye to each other.
Don't know
if it's permanent or not. She's just such an honest actor that I actually really love doing those kinds of, one-on-one scenes with her. So I guess it kind of depends. I like them both.
Right. You two have amazing chemistry, by the way, on screen. Like, it is perfect.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, well, I'll let you get to the other caller. Thank you.
Okay,
thanks
bye,
a lot, Megan.
Thanks, Megan.
Good night.
Okay, let's move on over here to area code 978. That is Rochelle in Massachusetts.
All right.
Come on in.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I am on way earlier than I thought I would be, and I'm kind of nervous, so ignore my scary voice.
Hey, you're
right.
Among friends, Rochelle.
What? Okay. I have a question. So I'm going to ask you.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, I'm trying to remember what it was. Are we going to be seeing more of Larko? Because they are really not on enough. I'm going to say that. That's true.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I was just saying that, we got some really, really good stuff coming up with the whole Langston Ray storyline coming up, and that actually, because of that, the writers delved more into the relationship of Langston and Marco. So we have some really good scenes coming up. I hope you stay tuned.
That's good, because I think they're pretty interesting, and actually everything else is kind of boring right now. I don't really like how the show is going, but
really?
They keep
do you have any, suggestions? What would you like to see happen?
No, it's not just, it's bad. It's just, I don't know. But, no, it's not bad. I just, you're just the most interesting thing right now.
Oh, thanks a lot. I'm glad you think so.
No problem.
All right. Well, if you don't have any other questions, I hope you have a good rest of the night.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Rochelle.
Bye.
Bye, Rochelle. Bye.
Okay, area code 815. You're on the phone with Jason.
That's got to be.
815.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Not much.
Who is this? What's your name?
This is Kelly.
Hey, Kelly. What's going on? This is Jason.
Hi, Jason. My question is, if you could work with any other actor, who would it be?
I wish I had gotten a chance to work with Melissa Fumero a little bit more, because we actually went to school together.
Oh.
Yeah, she was a couple years ahead of me at NYU. So I was kind of bummed that, I know she's kind of still back and forth in terms of being on the show. She does a lot of guest appearances. But I wish that when she was here on contract that I had gotten to do some scenes with her, because that would have been a lot of fun. So, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Did you have any other questions?
No, and I just want to say I absolutely love your character. You do an amazing job on the show.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks. I'll let you get to the other calls now.
Okay.
Joanne, can you keep me on? I'm listening through my phone.
Sure. Definitely. Okay, thank you. We're going to go to area code 201, New Jersey. Tony Ann.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, what's up?
Nothing.
Tony Ann, turn down your speakers.
Hold on one second. I'm sorry about that.
That's all good.
Hold on. My one, this goes down. Hold on. Okay, I'm just going to... Okay, that should be better.
Yeah.
Actually, Jason, my question was, I was looking through your MySpace, and you have a band that you play in?
Yes, sort of. I did a show called The Black Suits. It's a musical, a rock musical, about a rock band from Long Island. And in the show, we had to learn how to play our instruments and, how to play these rock band garage songs. So it's not a real group. I mean, we don't play at gigs or anything, but we all get together, and we actually Actually, that's kind of a lie because we did do a gig. We did a fundraiser for Barack Obama. He wasn't actually there at the fundraiser, which would have been awesome. But it was a fundraiser to raise money for his campaign. So, yeah, we did a song for that. But other than that, we don't actually do gigs outside of the actual musical itself.
Is there any way we can hear music from, like, the musical or anything? Because as other callers have said, I love your singing. You're so talented.
Oh, thank you. We're working on it. We did a small production in New York, and there's been a lot of interest in it, and hopefully it will end up getting developed some more. But as of right now, we don't have any recordings of or CDs from that work. But hopefully in the future, keep your fingers crossed, because it's a really good show.
Yes, I will. And also, if I can ask one more question, what was it like the first time a fan came up to you and, like, asked you for an autograph or asked for a picture with you for you, like, the very first time someone approached you in that manner?
It was kind of surreal because, you know, to me, I'm just me. I'm little old me, you know. It's kind of like, why? You know, why do you want my autograph? So that was actually really kind of surreal at first. But it's always great, you know. Now whenever that happens, it's an honor to get to meet the people who, you know, who are loyal to the show and who love it. It's always good to meet them.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to meeting you on the 28th of this month at Stars and Strikes.
Oh, so, awesome. Yeah, I'll be there.
Cool.
What's your name?
Tony Ann.
What was it again?
Tony Ann.
Tony Ann. Okay, awesome. I'll look for you there.
All right. I'll let you get to your other callers and keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye, Tony Ann.
Have a good night, guys.
You too. Yes, Stars and Strikes is coming up, and you're going to be there with a ton of other soap stars.
That's right. Yep.
So if you're in the New York area, check that out, Daytime Stars and Strikes. Area code 813. Oh, this is Maggie. Jason, say, Maggie, say hi to Jason. Maggie. Okay, we'll put her back on hold. She might be away from the phone. She called. Maggie is a big fan of the Fab Four, especially Kristen. Yeah, she really, really is. So she probably just put the phone down for a minute.
Okay.
Area code 757. You're on the phone with Jason.
Hello, Jason.
Hi.
It's Stephizzle.
Stephizzle. Oh, my gosh. What's going on?
What's up? NJ9. Janine's on the phone. We wanted to call and say hello.
Hi.
Hi, Jason.
Hey. Hi. Thanks for calling. You guys are awesome.
I guess we're going to ask a question. Go ahead, Janine.
Oh, do you play Halo 3?
I actually don't. That's, like, the one game that everybody loves that I just never really got into. I didn't buy it. But let's see, what am I playing right now? I just finished playing a game called Assassin's Creed, which is awesome, which I love. You get to play an assassin in it. But, yeah, I never got into the Halo games. Don't know why.
Well, you know, Justice does the voice for me.
I did know that, and actually, I didn't know that until, like, a month ago when she told me, and then I freaked out when she did, because I thought it was so awesome.
Like the commander or something.
You have to bring the game over to her house, because she says she doesn't have an Xbox, so she's never even watched the game. Yeah.
Okay, I will. I totally will. Yeah, she plays, I've seen people playing it before, and she plays a commander, and she actually ends up, she has a huge part. She actually ends up dying in it, actually, at the end. She's, like, a hero, which is awesome.
Cool. Okay, well, we're not going to keep you. We're going to let you talk to everybody else.
All right. Thanks for calling.
So we'll see you.
All right.
November.
See ya.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Good day.
Bye.
All right.
By area code 207, you're on the phone with Jason.
Hi, my name is Rachel.
Hey, Rachel. What's going on? How you doing?
I'm fine. My question was, what's your favorite thing about living in Hawaii versus what's your favorite thing about New York City?
All right. My favorite thing about living in Hawaii is that it's Hawaii. And, like, I feel like time totally slows down there. And, you know, you get to be out in the open and feel connected to the ocean and to the earth, and it's great. And plus, it's like summer all year round, which is awesome. I love New York because I love acting so much, and this is really the acting capital of the world, I think. Well, the theater capital of the world, anyway. So I love that there's so much going on here all the time. So much is creative energy and a bunch of shows going on. Yeah.
Okay.
That's about it.
Well, thank you. Yes, it was
great.
Nice talking to you.
All right, bye. Thanks for calling. Bye.
Jason, do you surf? Jason?
Hey, yeah, what's up?
Do you surf?
I do, yeah. I'm not, I'm not like super pro surfer, you know, but it's pretty hard to grow up in Hawaii and not surf a little bit.
And not surf, right.
Yeah.
What other activities do you like to do, recreational things, skiing, sports?
Yeah, I am picking up snowboarding. I just went out for the first time. I've never skied before in my life. So I tried snowboarding, and that was actually a lot of fun. I basically spent the entire first day falling down on my butt and getting bruised. But towards the second day, you know, I actually started to be able to maneuver and go where I actually wanted to go, and it was really cool. I think being having had, you know, having surfed in the past, it made it a little easier to pick up. But it's actually a little, you know, it throws you off at first because it is kind of different than surfing. I mean, like, basically you have to lean into the hill, like down into the hill, and put most of your weight on your front foot so that you can maneuver your back foot around. Snowboarding. I like to go to the gym and lift weights. I actually don't do any cardio because I have a ridiculous metabolism, and if I do cardio, like, I will disappear. So I'm trying to put weight on. So I go to the gym, like, you know, 3-4 times a week to
and bulk
weight.
Up.
Yeah.
A lot of protein.
That's right.
Do you watch any other type of sports? People are asking me what your favorite teams are.
To be honest, I'm not. I never really got into sports. I played a little bit of everything growing up. You know, when I was little, I played, you know, soccer, basketball, volleyball. I did outrigger canoe paddling, but none of it really stuck with me. I sort of tried it all, and the only thing that I really truly had a passion for was theater. So. To be honest, I actually, you know, I watch all the big sporting events, but up until then, I don't really keep track, and I actually usually end up rooting for whoever the underdog is.
Oh, gosh, I'm the same way. I don't get into sports unless it's a big thing, and I watch the Super Bowl for the commercials, I confess.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes,
although,
I do.
I did get really into the Olympics. I mean, like, kind of addicted. It was a little sick how addicted I was. And I would watch everything. I mean, it didn't matter what it was. It could be, like, badminton or, like, something that I normally would not care about. But because it was the Olympics, for some reason, I was so into it.
See, that's one thing I would never watch. I remember watching it when I was younger. I mean, like, in my teen years, me and my best friend at the time, we would sit and just watch them forever when they were on. But now you couldn't get me to watch it.
Really?
I would fall. I would fall asleep. I honestly would just fall asleep. I have absolutely, you know, the only sport. I mean, I grew up in a house full of boys, and I have boys myself. So you would think I would be this avid sports person, but I am so not. Not at all.
Yeah.
I'm usually on my BlackBerry at my son's football games, and I'll sleep through the rest. Yes, no, not me. I have an emailed question from a woman named Sharon. She says, I have a question for Jason Tam, but I am unable to call in. First of all, let him know he has an amazing singing voice. Is there anything that he does that he has to do to prepare for singing a song like Quando, 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 where the range from high to low, loud to soft ranges so much?
Yes. the singing voice, mine anyway, you know, when I wake up in the morning, pretty much doesn't exist. It'll be, you know, I mean, I can sing a couple notes, but the range isn't there, especially the upper range. So I, if I have to sing, I have to make sure that I'm up by a certain point so that I have time just to let my voice kind of naturally warm up. And then I also do a couple scales type of exercises to warm up my voice and make sure that the top part of it is there. So, yeah, I have to warm it up.
Okay. So, Sharon, when you download this, that was your question. Okay, let's move on to the phones. Area code 320, you are on the phone with Jason. What's your name and your question?
Hi, my name is Teresa. And
hey.
Hey. I just
What's your
to
question,
say,
Teresa?
First, I just wanted to say I'm a huge fan of you and Langston together. And
thank you.
I'm from the Langston and Marco board. Message board, and our owner, Tony, wanted to say hi.
Oh, please tell her I say hi.
She couldn't listen tonight, but she wanted me just to tell you that. And,
oh, thank you.
Yep, and my question is, I'm, like, kind of obsessed with the prom night musical. Well, prom night. I love prom night.
Yeah?
I thought you guys did an amazing job, and I was wondering if you think they'll ever do another prom night.
I don't know. I hope that they would do something like that again. I know it's a lot of time and work for them to do something like that because, you know, they're trying to put together these huge numbers and these huge episodes together in a really, really short period of time. So I really hope – I thought they were going to do another one but I think it may have not happened because of the whole writer's strike that happened. That's kind of shifted storylines and everything. But yeah, as of right now, there aren't any plans to do another one, but I really hope they do because that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, me too. It would be awesome.
All right, well, we'll cross our fingers for that.
Okay, well, hopefully you'll be able to revive that prom night musical number at Super Soap Weekend on the Street Jam. It's really, really an awesome concert that they put on every year.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
Okay, thank you for your call.
Yeah,
Teresa.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Area code 631, you're on the phone with Jason. What's your name and your question?
Hi, Jason. My name is Lisa. Hi, Georgette. I'm calling because I actually have two questions. One is, you're a movie buff. What is your all-time favorite movie?
Oh, man, all-time favorite movie, that's so hard. Okay, I don't have an all-time favorite movie, but a couple that are coming to mind right now are The Abyss, because I'm kind of a sci-fi geek a little bit. I loved The Abyss. What else? Sort of on the same lines as that, all the Star Wars movies, but the first three that came out, which are actually episodes 4, 5, and 6. I love those. And what else? those are the ones that are coming into my head right now. So it's funny. I mean, they're not really great acting movies, but they're the ones that pop into my head when somebody says favorite movie.
I have never seen a Star Wars movie.
Oh,
I don't, is that wrong?
God, you're missing out on so much.
Is that wrong? I've never seen one, any of them, the old ones or the new ones.
Well,
that,
you know, the new
sacrilege.
Ones, the new ones are exciting and they're really pretty because the graphics are great, but they don't have the same vibe as the earlier ones. I mean, if you go back and watch the earlier ones now, you know, you might they might seem a little strange to you because the style of acting is so different than how it is now, you know, back in the 70s and early 80s. I urge you to go back and watch them because they're so good.
Oh, yeah.
No, I will because now my best friend's 5-year-old, he's into Star Wars, so I think I'll have him over one weekend and we'll watch Star Wars.
Okay, awesome. That's
And then
great.
My next question to you is, if you had the opportunity to do anything in the world that you ever wanted to do, like whether it be travel somewhere or, I don't know, like even just another job, what would you do? Why?
I think I would... I would love to be able to travel, but not necessarily to, you know, like super classy resorts kind of travel. I would love to be able to travel, take like a year off and just kind of see the world, you know, as it is. I would love to be able to see everything from, you know, like Bhutan. I would love to go to Bhutan and kind of be up in the mountains near Tibet and kind of get to know all of these things that it's so weird that all of these places exist in the world and yet I have no connection to them. And I would love to be able to I just connect with like lots of different people and maybe even do like some kind of humanitarian kind of relief stuff with, you know, the disaster that is continuing to go on in Darfur and other places. So I would love to be able to travel. Yeah.
I actually went to El Salvador, like, right after, like, all, like, there, you know, the war stuff, and it's, it was amazing, and it's just so sad, and it made you appreciate everything that you have here. It really did.
Yeah.
It was, like, and of course, we were scared, I mean, but there's still military everywhere, but I don't regret, like, the time that I had there and meeting the people that I did. And I also just want to say that I look forward to seeing your future scenes on One Life to Live, and I can't wait to see you at Stars and Strikes.
Oh, thank you. I'll look for you. Thank you.
Okay.
All right,
thank you, and have a good night.
Bye-bye, you too.
Bye.
Okay, Georgette, what was your next question? Georgette.
Hello?
Yes,
what was your next question?
You're on.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey.
Yeah, go on, Georgette.
Is Jason still there?
Yeah, Jason's here. Who's this?
Jason, it's Brittany.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
Yay, it's Brittany.
Hey, Britt.
What's going on?
I missed you. I haven't seen you for like a week.
I missed you too. Jason, you were in my dream last night.
Yeah? What happened?
It was so weird.
Come on, Britt.
Did you see, like, right? Like, did you see the episode that was on me and Star and I was in the bikini?
I thought it was
in my dream. In my dream, I was in that bikini. Like, I somehow, we were at an event, and like somehow, like, I went to the bathroom and I came out and I was in that bikini, and there was like press outside and everything, and I had to go outside.
Oh, and you were
there, and I was like really embarrassed. I was like, oh my god, I don't want to like be in front of all these people, and I'm wearing a bikini, and everybody's in like gowns and like so dressed up and everything, and I was so freaked out. And then this guy like takes me aside, and he had like a cell phone. He started trying to take a picture of me in my bikini on his cell phone. And I was like, no, it's okay. I really don't want to. And he goes, no, just stand over there. Stand over there. I'm like, no. And you were there. And I started going, Jason. And so you came over. And then this guy takes out a gun and like whips it out. And I was like, oh my god. And everybody ducks except you. And then I threw you to the floor. Because remember we did that scene?
Yes, I do remember.
Yes. So that's like where the dream came from. But yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Oh my gosh!
Funny. I woke up and I was like, "What?" I know. But I was actually gonna call you earlier today, but I just forgot. But that was really
funny. Well, that's awesome. And now you're calling Stardish. I think that's.
Awesome. I am to tell you over the radio that my dream was really crazy.
That was a great dream, Britt. So for everyone in the chat room is going absolutely freaking insane because you're on the phone now. Brittany will be with us on Tuesday, the 16th at 10 p.m., so you're going to have to come back. So this is a preview of Brittany for you guys. So they're all just going nuts. They're going insane, Britt.
They're going crazy, yep.
They're going crazy.
So cute.
I'm glad you called in to talk to Jason. That was really cool.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Well,
all right, bye, Jason. I'll see you Monday. Are you working Monday?
Yeah, I'm working Monday. I'll see you then.
Bye,
okay, Britt.
Bye, Jason.
All right, we'll talk to you on Tuesday, Brittany.
All right,
see you, Brittany.
Bye.
Okay. So that was a nice surprise for Jason.
Wow. How awesome is she?
Yes, she
yes,
is.
She is.
She is one terrific girl, and like I said, we're going to have her on next Tuesday at 10 o'clock, so everybody has to come back.
That was a test. You're going to see Tuesday night. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so now, Jason, you're going to have to turn the tables, and next Tuesday you're going to have to call her.
That's right.
Okay, we got time for one more caller. So area code 781, what's your name and your question?
Oh, hi, Jason. This is Mary from Massachusetts. I was
Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
It's so nice. I've met you a couple times. You're always so nice. You're one of the nicest people I've ever met at any of the events. You're so easy to talk to.
Oh, thank you.
And, well, my question is, now there's a rumor that Langston is going to be moving away. Now, do you think that something might happen with Langston, or do you know, is something going to happen with Langston and Marco that they might take their relationship to the next level, like Star and Cole did?
Right. Well, you know, there is a lot of juicy, you know, drama stuff that's going to be happening in the next coming episodes. And Langston going away does become a real threat to everyone that loves her. And it's it becomes a real problem for everybody. So, yeah, I mean, I feel like Langston and Marco definitely get further in the relationship in terms of, I mean, I can't say anything other than that, but I think you'll definitely see them become closer because of the circumstances. So tune in for it.
Ooh.
All right.
Are you still there?
Yeah. Oh, yes, I am. I was just like, oh, wow, that's good.
Oh, okay.
We love Larco. Everybody is looking for more Langston and Larco. Everybody loves Larco, so that's wonderful.
Oh,
well, everyone needs to write in and get them some more screen time and more storylines. Let's start a writing campaign, people.
That's right.
Yes, we should. Well, it was wonderful talking to you. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Right,
bye-bye.
Oh, Jason, I can't tell you, this hour went by so daggone fast, and it really, really did. We got 2 minutes left. Before I let you go, can I ask you to do a promo for the show?
Sure.
This is Jason Tam on Stardish Radio, something like that, and we are ready whenever you are.
All right. This is Jason Tam on Stardish Radio. Tune in.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I really appreciate it. Thank Jason for coming in, and please, I want to remind everybody, at 10:30 tonight, Bob Guinea and Eden Riegel will be back on the show with me. We're doing a doubleheader tonight, talking about their show, Cooking to Get Lucky. So make sure you all come back and join us for that. Jason, it's been a pleasure. Keep up the good work, and as the storylines start to change, I'm going to have you back.
Awesome. That sounds great. I look forward
great
to it.
Great talking to you with Jason. Good talking to you.
All right.
You,
have a good night. Bye.
All right. Good night, Jason. Everybody, thank you. And make sure you all come back at 10:30 for Bob Guinea and Eden Riegel. It's going to be so much fun. Until 10:30, this is Joanne on Stardust. Say goodbye
and
to Tony. We'll be back.
See you in a half.
Tony. We'll be back.
See you in 30. Love you back. See you in 30.
This is Forbes Myers, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
This is Brandon Buddy on Stardish Radio. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. This is Kristen Alderson, and I am on Stardish Radio, the coolest radio station ever.
Hi, this is David Fumero, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Melissa Fumero on Stardish Radio.
Hey, I'm Eden Riegel on Stardish. Thank you so much for listening.